After a two-month wait, the city of Fayetteville now has federal money to help its residents and local agencies during the pandemic. Yolanda Fields, the city's community resources director, says late last month, the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development finally released the more than $430,000 in CARES Act funding that a lot of people have been waiting for.
I was getting calls from individuals saying, as soon as your program is available, please let us know. I was getting calls from agencies. I was getting calls from individuals working with groups at U of A and different other community groups saying, as soon as that funding's available, because everybody was aware that we were waiting to have access to the funding.
Field says the majority of the funding, about $238,000, has been put toward the city's rent and utility bill assistance program for Fayetteville residents who are having a hard time making ends meet during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Whether it be that they lost their employment or they had reduced hours or whatever, or in some cases their expenditures went up because kids are now at home. And so maybe where meals were being covered through school or whatnot, they're seeing a desperate need. So they're having to choose, do I spend money to feed my kids, to pay my utility bills, or to pay my rent?
There has also been an increase in residents who need assistance feeding their pets, which Field says the city can help with through its Rangers Pantry program.
We also are doing Animeals, which is we deliver a month's worth of pet food to seniors on Meals on Wheels. So we've seen an increase in the number of folks that are utilizing that program. So it's obvious to us that there is a need.
The rest of the CARES Act funding, nearly $198,000, has been distributed among seven agencies that provide services to those in need. Field says that includes the Boys and Girls Club, Magdalene Serenity House, Seeds That Feed, St. James Methodist Church, Welcome Health, Peace at Home Family Shelter, and the Seven Hills Homeless Center.
Seven Hills will be setting up a temporary homeless camp over behind their Walker residential area, where they will be providing a place for folks to stay. They will be providing food. They will be providing supplies and case management.
Field says any Fayetteville residents who are having difficulties paying all or some of their rent or utilities should contact the Community Resources Division to fill out an application for assistance. We've put that information on our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.